Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrea Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at Beachbody.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. We go to 20 after. That's what time we go to, is 20 after. Rob showed me how to fix the timer on here, but I don't know how to do it. Let's see. He sent me a text because we reset our computer to do this podcast, and up on the timeline, there's no timeline. That, well, you know what I'm saying.
Every time there's something.
Yeah, there is. There's wonderful. Always something.
Wonderful.
There's always something, and you know what? You just get through it, and you move ahead and move on.
I know, but why don't you fix it before we start doing the podcast?
It doesn't matter, because I looked at my watch, and it was 8:45. So whatever. It's just, you know, it is what it is, and then you fix it, and then you move on. You see what I'm saying?
No. I don't.
You don't see what I'm saying?
I don't see what you're saying.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. Anyhow, welcome back from Los Angeles. Tell us a little bit about your trip out there. A little bit about your trip. How did it go? Did you have fun? Did you go out with friends for dinner?
I used my miles I bumped myself up to first class.
Whoa.
That's, you know, it's the only way to fly. You got to do it. It's just, you get on the plane first, you get relaxed, you know.
Well, I get on the plane first almost, because they move group two to group one now.
No, group one was the, like, a line that was so long. It's like, yeah, anyone who's never flown before, there's two people in that line, and then everyone else has got, like, some kind of
mile thing.
Yeah, it was a very long line, but, yeah, you know, you find your. I like turning left onto a plane. That's my. Always turn left onto the plane.
Yeah, but let me tell you, if it's a short flight, who cares? You just get
I mean,
the emergency.
Sure, some of the first class, if it's a short flight, isn't even, or business class, whatever. It's not even. It's. You might as well be in. But these were real first class, like where you went into a pod. You went all the way down in your seat, you know. And so they said on the way there, they were like, hey, we accidentally put a lunch, because I have to have special meal. I don't have to, but they give me special meals.
It's called aggravating meals.
Yes, yes.
Aggravating.
And then they said, oh, you don't get obviously your special meal if you're in coach, but.
You don't get any meal in coach.
Right. You get a special, because I'm a vegan on my thing. And then I said, do I get a special meal? And she goes, oh, we accidentally put the lunch meal on instead of the breakfast. I go, that's okay. They were beside themselves. They kept coming over. How about this? How about that? Oh, gosh, we put the lunch meal on. I was like,
what do you mean they put the lunch meal on? What does that mean?
Because I got on the plane at 9 a.m., so they served everybody breakfast. But mine was a special meal, so they'd put my special lunch meal on instead of a special breakfast meal.
You could have eggs. Did you tell them you'd eat eggs and oatmeal?
I just wanted the lunch meal. What did I care? I'd already taken a nap. It was already, you know, probably noon.
Wait, they served breakfast within the first hour.
Yeah, so I fell asleep when I first got on the plane.
All right, so you took a 45-minute nap or an hour nap. Because that's when they serve breakfast, an hour into flight.
I slept through the meal delivery. Then when I woke up, I was like, do I get a meal? And they were like, okay. Then they were like, it's a lunch meal. Do you understand? I don't know why this is so hard for you. They wouldn't fucking give me my lunch meal. I finally just said, I'll take some oatmeal. They were like,
why
wouldn't
they give you your lunch meal? Because they didn't have it.
No, they did, but I don't know why they didn't want to serve
why
me
they,
a lunch.
They weren't serving. Did they serve lunch later?
No.
Then they didn't have it. They only had a breakfast meal on that flight.
Rich, you're not following. They put a special meal for me on the plane. But instead of putting the special vegan breakfast, they put on special vegan lunch. Then since everyone had breakfast, I don't know why they didn't want to give me the special vegan lunch.
Because they never put it on the plane. They just said that.
And why would they say it? If I just forced their hand, they would have to bring it to me.
Then what was the reason not to bring it when you said just bring it? Why wouldn't they bring it?
Because I don't think they wanted to have a meal that smelled like lunch, and then everyone else would be like, wait, there's lunch? Because I was eating later than everyone. That's my guess. I don't know.
Why didn't you ask? Why won't
I
you
didn't.
Bring it?
Instead, I just said, okay, yeah, I'll have the oatmeal.
No eggs?
They kept coming back.
You didn't have eggs?
No, because I identify on the plane as a vegan, so I didn't want to say, I'll take eggs. They're like, well, why'd you check vegan?
Well, you could say, well,
I don't eat anything except for eggs. Whatever.
Same. I grew up as an egg farmer, and it's hard to break loose from eating eggs.
Really? Okay, yeah. Seatmate, don't worry about this, but I'm going to have a huge, long discussion about what I do eat and what I don't eat with the person.
What do you care what the seatmate? You're in your own pod, I thought.
You still have somebody sitting next to you.
Yeah, there's always somebody.
I'm on the window.
Yeah, that's even better.
She keeps leaning over to talk to me about my fucking food issues.
Well, you know, if you're going to sit in first class and pay or upgrade with that many miles or money or whatever, you get...
I had a lot of miles. I was just like, well, I never use them. I might as well use them.
You get what you can get. Where do you get miles from?
I have a credit card that gives me miles.
Jeez.
So it said on the... When you go, like, check in, it said, do you want to buy 50,000 miles for $100? I almost did it. And I was like, nah, better not.
$50,000 for $100?
Yeah.
That's a round trip ticket.
Yeah, I know. Should I have done it?
It was $5,000, I bet. Not
no,
50.
it was $50. I swear to you.
You're not good with numbers. Why would they give you $50,000 for $100? That's a round trip ticket.
I know. I was confused myself.
You were confused yourself?
Did you call anybody? It's too good to be true.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Anyhow,
well, they're like, hey, here's a special deal for you. You want 50,000 miles for $100?
I would have done it.
I didn't know. I thought, this is what I do to myself. Why do I do it? I say, what would Rich do? And sometimes I don't know the answer.
I would have done that.
And either way, I could see you yelling at me for either thing I do.
I never yell at you for what you did. I yelled at you on first class. I said, you're stupid not to eat. You know, take advantage of what you pay for. Because emergency exit row seat.
You must have told me to get emergency exit row seat 20 times.
Yeah, by
the
window.
Saying, yeah, yeah. And then finally, I was just like, look, I bumped up to first class.
Yeah, because you think you're not a first class person, I'm trying to tell you. You don't dress first class.
Oh, when I get up there, I act first class. Believe me.
How do you act first class? You don't even bring your Louis Vuitton pocketbook. Okay. If you brought your Louis Vuitton pocketbook.
If I'm going to get bumped up, is that what I should do?
Yes, yes. People will go, oh, she belongs to first class. You got to bring.
I have my backpack.
That's not first class
traveling.
That's even
cooler that I'm in first class with a backpack.
No, they're going, oh, her father or somebody paid for it or did something or. It's just,
she's
or
a
she won a trip, or you know, she got bonuses at work, or something.
I go like this. They come by, they go, "Do you want a drink?" I go, "No, thank you, I'm fine." That's how cool I am in first class. I don't even get stuff. I go, "No, leave me alone, please."
Yeah, this next time you do first class, bring your Louis
Vuitton. I get out
Vuitton
the magazine
pocketbook.
First thing. Do the crossword. Boom, get that out of the way. First thing. It's the easiest crossword in the world. You can go fast. See how fast I can get it done? Done.
Yeah.
Put that thing back in the holster.
Then what?
I get out my Kindle. For all the way there, I didn't even turn on the TV.
You didn't turn on the TV?
I don't do it.
You break out your Andy Kindle.
I do a little writing. I do a little reading. I had a New Yorker magazine. I read cover to cover.
Who reads? Who does that?
What do you mean?
Reads a magazine. Who does that anymore?
I know it was. And the weird thing was, is I felt bad. I mean, I'd read two of the articles already online.
Yeah.
Didn't realize.
I don't know what's going on in your life. You just think you're better than people, and you're not.
When I'm in first class, I do. The minute I go into my first class seat. What I don't know what happens. My nose goes up in the air a little bit. I get a little. I hate the ones where people have to walk past you. You're like, oh God.
I love it.
The masses have to look at me in here. Ugh.
I look at them and go, head to the back, peasant.
You see all them with their kids and their bags, and you're just like,
Their backpacks.
As you're stretched out. Somebody's bringing you an orange juice.
When you see somebody walking into Coach with their backpack, what do you think?
Sucker.
Mm. So why would you bring a backpack into first class?
When I see someone with a backpack in first class, I go, wow, that person's cool. They're rich. They don't care.
Oh, so you have two different theories with backpacks.
Well, if you're going into Coach with a backpack, you probably got nothing in life. You're going into first class with a backpack. You're like, whoa, what a cool person. Like, that's somebody who's wealthy and doesn't like to show off.
So what about somebody you see walking into Coach with Louis Vuitton?
That's not real.
It's not real. It's a fake.
How about somebody who's walking into Coach with Coach?
What about somebody walking into first class with Louis Vuitton? What do you think?
Show off. Not my style.
Oh. It's my style, as you could tell.
Well,
by
there
the
was
ratings.
A bunch of on the way home. There was in the first class. There was a bunch of young teenage girls with their mom. I was like, come on.
See,
you're not teaching these girls right.
Let me explain something to you. People that take first class, that are first class people, don't talk about it. Like you talk about they go, that's just normal. See,
I know. I did not bring it up in any of the meetings.
But the trash about you is,
I know.
You know deep down you're not a first class. I'm a first class person.
Well, how are you a first class person? You don't even have, you can't read or write.
Oh, please, please.
I bet you can't even spell first class.
Oh, that's real good, real good. I'm a first class person because, one, I walk on, and they say, oh, look at that guy's nice Rolex.
Oh, my God. You're right. I realize now. They're just like, who is this douchebag?
No.
And
I walk.
And by the way, the flight attendants know who's really paid for a first class seat and who is using miles, hello, and who has been bumped up.
Yeah, they know.
They know. So when they see you with your rings and everything, they're like, ooh, this guy. I don't know what his deal is, but
no, they go, oh, this guy flies so much that
one time I seen in first class, but not the I guess it's business class because then people had to walk past me, but a comedian walked past me. Oh, what a good feeling. Someone I knew saw me in first class.
Who was it?
I don't remember now where it was. I just remember being like, this is the greatest day of my life.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I was in first class and I was out in the terminal.
Is it first class or business? It's a pretty big difference.
I was in the main thing and I'm talking out in the terminal and I run into Bobby Collins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's telling me a million things that go on in his career and
how great it is. This is so great.
And, you know, how things are happening
and
for him.
And what do we do? You've never passed up an opportunity to brag. I'm sure you
didn't brag. He just said,
you brought up some of the things that were going on in your life, I'm sure.
I was doing Last Comic Standing and he was just telling me everything that's happening.
Oh my God, if you're doing Last Comic Standing.
Oh, I just finished.
I'm sure you were talking about it. Don't act like he's bragging and you're like.
I didn't say a word because what am I going to do? I'll try to impress Bobby Collins.
Oh,
and then they
please.
Went to board the plane and they told him to back up first class and I walked right past him. And then he goes, how did you get first class? I go, I don't work a club unless they fly me first class. He was telling me how
which
he
was a lie.
Yeah, that was a lie. But he was telling me how he was sold out every show and this and that. And, you know.
Oh,
and,
my God.
I just said, yeah, I don't want
that work. Is that. What a good feeling that was given.
It was great. And he walked to the back.
And then did you open up a magazine and pretend to read? Right
no.
When he walked by? Choo-choo.
No.
No.
No. Nope. I got on my Kindle.
No, you didn't.
Because they didn't have. I'm going to grow a beard again. Remember when I had a beard?
I love the way you switch conversation so fast. It keeps me on my toes.
Do you remember when I had a beard, how good I looked?
Yeah, I mean, you always look good, so.
I could bring up a picture, see if I should do it again. Hold on.
This is not great for radio podcasts.
Well, I do the read now while I bring up my picture.
Well, I don't think I should do this read. I think you should. Because this is a wellness brand for men. It's called HIMS, H-I-M-S, and it's for any kind of problem that a man may struggle with, okay?
So marriage?
It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, and it's all for men. It's called 4HIMS.com, okay?
Yeah.
Like F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com, 4HIMS.com. So, if you you know, sometimes you have to take a little something
to get motivated.
To get to a place where you know
where I could do things.
Yeah, you know, 25% of erectile dysfunction is guys under 40.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's like. A lot of people have this issue. This is not, and you can go there and you get it fixed up so easily. It's more common than you think, and the solution is easier than you think, you know. And this place is not some kind of like weird gas station counter supplements. This
I would
is
never
the
use
real.
Those.
Is there a real thing like in a gas station?
Yes, people. Yeah, I would never.
No, these are prescription solutions backed by science. This is like the highest level of, they have, you know, real doctors, medical grade solutions, and it's a well-known generic equivalent to name brand prescriptions. So, you know, generic equivalents are almost exactly the
That's
same.
What most...
It might even be exactly the
first
same.
First of all, they're the better deal because they're the exact same thing, and you're not paying, getting killed with price.
Yeah. One of their pills, starting with a V, just came off a patent on December 11th, and that's going to be a game changer for people. So there's no waiting room, no awkward person in a doctor visit, no lines. You can just save hours by going to 4HIMS.com. It's so easy. You just go on the website, F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com, answer a few questions, chat with a doctor, confidential, You get a review, and then the products are shipped directly to your door. So this is for anyone, you know. You're having, even if you just want to get a little bit harder than you normally get, this is a good thing for you. Hard made easy. So try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for $5 while supplies last. See the website. ForHims.com for full details. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to a pharmacy, but this is just $5. You can't miss, can't lose. Go to ForHims.com/wife5. That's ForHims.com/wife5, WIFE5. ForHims.com/wife5.
There you go. There you have it. Okay, here's me with a beard.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I'm going to grow a beard again. Here, let me see a better picture.
But will you stop wearing the hat? You got hair. Just let it, you know, stop gelling the hair. Just let the hair go free.
Oh, yeah, really? Is that what they do in first class? They just go free?
When you're rich, you don't wear a hat.
Look how fat I was then.
You don't look fat at all.
Look at my stomach.
No.
See, that's the problem with a lying wife. She says you're not fat and you eat like a maniac, and then you look one day and go, look how fat I am, because she wouldn't tell you the truth.
What? It's you're not fat.
All right, let me tell my how I broke my phone story. I'll wait
till
you hear.
Well, folks, I think let's just give credit where credit is due.
What?
Rich clearly
what?
Wanted to be telling this story from the very beginning.
I just thought about it.
He was kind enough to let me talk about first class a bit.
No, we're not done with you. You went out, you hung with friends, you were bragging.
I had a great time.
You went to a lot of meetings.
It was very busy. I was up at 6:37 every morning.
Then
did meetings all day, did stand up all night.
You left the club with a guy, went back to your hotel, I heard.
Only two times.
No.
Three. Every night, all right, I did. Why does it always come to that for you?
Because I heard somebody told me. Somebody.
Oh, Adam Grotman drove me to my hotel. Is that why you're?
So let me tell you about my phone, and we'll get back to Bonnie's. I was playing golf at Friday Bethpage as I drove out to Long Island to work in Long Island. I left early to beat the traffic. I said, "Oh, I might as well play golf if I'm leaving early." Played around, get back to my hotel, or go to my hotel and check in. I don't have a phone. I'm like, are you kidding me? I was so fucking, like, you don't know how much anxiety that brings you. Like, you're so dependent on your phone. I'm not saying anything anybody doesn't know, but, you know, I had appointment, whatever, tons of stuff. I had to have my phone. So I go back to Bethpage. Excuse me. Bethpage, and have you found a phone? Did I leave it on the golf cart? And, you know, I called ahead, and I go, no, we couldn't find it anywhere. So I said, can I use a golf cart? I drove around the course, you know, from the 17th and 18th hole, because I know I had it on the 17th hole, because I was talking to you. I couldn't find it, so I get back, and I go to the
guy.
Why
so aggressive on the you?
I go to these guys.
I was talking to these.
I told the guys, these young kids, I go, whoever finds my phone, I'll give you $200.
Well, you could have done 25, probably.
I go, I'll give you 200, because I thought maybe they have it. And someone go, oh, let me, you know, they were going to steal it.
Oh, you were basically trying to ferret out if they stole your phone?
Yeah, I said, I'll give $200 to anybody who finds my phone.
Hmm.
You know, maybe it fell back in the cart or whatever. So then the guy takes his phone, he goes, find my phone, and I put in my find my phone password, and we see it's on the course.
But why couldn't you have just done that yourself?
Because I didn't have a phone to do it on.
All right.
So we did on, but we're driving around the course, and
well,
I
how did
find,
you know your find your phone password?
It was on my, I had my laptop, my iPad, and I just went to contacts, and I had it under contacts.
I don't think I did that. Should I do that?
Do whatever you got to do to remember your password.
No, I mean, I don't even think I did, like, set up, find my phone.
Oh, yeah, set it up. you know. So we're driving on a course. We see, and then we're getting closer and closer. And now it's on the other side of the fence of the course, on the access road. So we go back up. I go, I'll drive you to where it is. And the guy goes, I'll just take my car. The guy took his car, comes back with my phone. Before he hands it to me, $200. I give him $200. And it's,
did you try to? I'm sure, knowing you.
No.
When you got your phone back, and especially when you saw that
he didn't hand me until I gave him the money.
Oh, he knew you.
He didn't know me.
He knew what you're all about. He was like, you know what?
So I give him my $200.
I bet you tried to lower the price. You didn't? You didn't offer him a lower price first before you took the phone?
No.
You want to tell the truth, please?
I swear to God, I already said 200. What am I going to do? I can't get
you
out of it.
You told me before that you said you 100 and he... And
well, that was the 100 to him and 100 to his friend. I go, you find it, you're getting $100. There was two of them, one with the phone and one driving me around. And so I give him the 200 and they hand me the phone. It's all broken up and smashed. So, you know, the club owner lent me a phone. And in my car, I could still get calls. I could call out just four people who I have on my phone. You and my three daughters.
What do you mean? You only have four people on your phone?
On my car, on those buttons. Oh. I press a button, you know. I have programmed into my car. So then I, you know, get home yesterday and I end up buying a phone half price. There's some deal at iTunes, Apple. You exchange your phone if it's fucked up for. I ended up paying $370 for the phone and $200 for to these guys. $570 because I left my dumb phone on the roof of my car. But it was so far away from the course. It stayed on my car for like a mile, probably, or half a mile. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I understand how miles work. Half a mile now is like, it's about half of a mile. Is that correct? I don't understand when you're talking to people. Do you understand how conversation works? You get it? Stayed on my car for a half a mile. You get it?
Or about a half a mile to a mile. You know?
You get it?
No, because you're like a metric person. You don't know. You'll go.
But who cares? Let's say I am thinking kilometer. Let's say I am. What, really? You need me? You don't have a specific. You're not like it's 0.6 miles.
Probably that's
you're
what
saying
it was about.
Between half a mile and a mile. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I'm thinking. I just know it's a pretty good distance away from.
What's between a half a mile and a mile?
Stop with
what's
your.
What's 0.3? Is that between a half a mile and a mile? 0.3 miles?
Are you. I thought you were good at math.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, I think I know.
What is it?
Well, 0.5 is half a mile, you dipshit. Don't fuck with me.
Oh, yeah? You don't, when you go, how is it warm out? I'll tell you the temperature, and you don't know temperatures.
Sometimes I have to think about it for a minute. If you give me Celsius, I know immediately.
Who
but
doesn't fucking know temperatures that's been living in this country for 20
years? I don't know. It's just not like a natural thing. Like higher temperatures, I do know. Like summer temperatures, I know. But it's when it gets colder, I'm not exactly 100% sure.
Why don't you just admit sometimes you're pretty stupid? Like, you don't admit it.
I'll admit it. Am I stupid about temperatures? Sure.
Oh, I get on a plane and I read the New Yorker from page to
Should
page.
Should I lie? Oh, I was coloring. I one time sat on a plane next to a full-grown woman who was opened up a coloring book and was coloring. I was just like, that's fucked up.
Maybe she was mentally handicapped.
I know. I mean, she had to have been, right?
Was she coloring inside or outside the lines?
It's pretty good coloring.
Well, you don't know. Maybe she was just a colorer from way back. Or maybe she worked for a crayon company and was testing crayons.
It was an adult coloring book.
Maybe she worked for a company that tested crayons or coloring books or whatever.
Let's just say, if you're on a plane and you start coloring, you should be slightly embarrassed. You should be looking around at people and being like, I get nervous. This helps me. You should not be just like,
I've never seen anybody color on a plane.
Yeah, well, if you do, you can be like, what the fuck?
I could be like, what the fuck? Is that what I could be like?
You could be like, what the fuck? Yeah.
So you...
So that's the end of the phone story?
Yeah.
Because, boy, that was riveting stuff. Oh, is he going to find it?
I found it. It was broken. I bought, got a new one yesterday.
It was on a service road, 0.5 or 0.7 or 0.9 miles from the... from the clubhouse.
I fell asleep and woke up and said, okay, give me the oatmeal. Nobody gives a fuck what you ordered. Give me the, I only eat certain things, and they wouldn't give me my lunch. And I slammed my foot down and said, give me oatmeal or give me peace. Death. Give me just, what is it?
Or give me death.
Yeah, but what's the first part of it?
Give me justice or give me death? I don't know. What am I, a fucking smart ass? No, I'm an idiot. And I wasn't reading Shakespeare on the plane. I was reading the fucking New Yorker.
Give me life or give me death.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to look it up?
Yes, because now some, because otherwise somebody's going to tweet us.
Lexa.
People constantly tweet.
What's
anytime
the
you
saying that says give me death?
From death. Now this comment contains words, concepts, and maybe a few images that some people may find offensive. If you suspect you are going to be one of those people, there's a really easy solution.
Give me liberty, for God's sakes. Shut up, Alexa.
Shut up. Just give me liberty or give me what?
Give me liberty or give me death.
I knew that the whole time. I just wanted to see if you... know
knew how to Google? Well, I do. There. You. So I fucking showed you.
All right, so you know, Bonnie goes into L.A., and they go, oh, you're a...
Bonnie goes to L.A.!
And they say you're passed at the Comedy Store, a paid regular.
I'm a paid regular at the Comedy Store.
And when I go to L.A., I better be a fucking paid regular.
I like how it takes you zero time to get to yourself. When I told you that, the first thing you said was, I better be a paid regular.
I didn't say that. I say congratulations. But we've been doing it so long, I should be... If I walk into the... If I go to the Comedy Show and Chris calls and says, Voss wants to do spots, and they say no, I'll be fucking furious. I'll go to the improv. Okay?
Okay.
I got my first Oscar writing job because I was at the Comedy Store on a show, and Chris was in the audience.
Oh, I was on that show.
No. Were you? What room was it in?
The main room.
Oh, yeah. What show was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
All right. Anyhow, let's move along. You had dinner with your friends, Natasha, Morgan...
Jen Kirkman, Meryl Marco.
Oh, you had dinner.
We didn't have dinner. We had snacks and some drinks.
You didn't have dinner?
I know. I really thought there was going to be dinner.
What kind of fucking snacks?
Natasha's nanny made guac and.
Wait, it was at. I thought it was at Morgan's house.
It was. She brought it with her. So we had like, and then there was like a cheese plate, fruit plate.
You don't eat that shit. Did you have to tell them I'm a vegan and they all...
I was like, where is my special meal?
I get it.
I ate the guacamole and the salsa.
Yeah, but you didn't have the crackers. Fruit.
No.
Ha ha.
I had...
You always, everywhere you go, you're like an outcast. Do you feel that way? When you're in first class, you're going, oh, why am I up here? Then you're at your friend's house.
There was a lot of talk about why I was married to you.
No, not mm-hmm. why. Mm-hmm. No, because mm-hmm. no, because they like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't like me.
No, they do.
So then why would you? Why would they
say? They were unsure that was a good fit. As everyone brings up.
What are you talking about? Why? Who said it? Why are you married?
All of them, and that we're still married.
And,
I said I just found out 2 years ago that he's not doing a character. This is really him. You know, I told him the story about the basement suite. That's how I found out that This guy might not be so smart after all.
You didn't tell him that story.
Yes.
And they agreed with me. That's a good idea, right? You probably leaned it towards your way, like towards like, who would do that, this and that, and they're sitting there, oh, you're right, Bunny.
Well, Natasha likes you, so of course she's going to side with you.
Yeah, because I'm the one who watched her and Carson when we...
Carson?
No,
do you really think
Leno.
She was fucking doing Carson?
I mean, on Leno, and I go,
oh, my
she's
going
to be a star.
I wish I knew somebody's older...
I said, she's going to be a star. I looked at you. I said, she's going to be a star. Why, Morgan doesn't like me? I don't care, but I don't know Jen Kirkman.
Yeah, Morgan fucking said, put up her hands and said, I can't take it. I can't stand the guy. What do you think? Do you think if she didn't like you, it would come out?
Well, she would say
things. Would you ever say to someone?
Well, she would say things like, how can you marry? Why would you marry someone like that? You know.
No, everybody was very kind.
I don't even know Jen Kirkman. I met her once or twice. I was
very nice. She said you were sweet.
Well, I'm very nice to her when I've seen her.
Well, there you go. She remembered it. She said, oh, I think he's very sweet.
She's
I was like,
me.
I went like this. I guess you don't know him very well.
Yeah, well, did what Imelda Marcos say anything? What was her name?
Meryl Marco. You know who she is?
Yeah.
She created the David Letterman show.
She created it?
Pretty much. She was the mind and the muscle behind that show.
So she's in her 60s? So.
I have no idea how old she is, but
well,
she dated David Letterman for years. She was the only female writer on the show for years and years.
What's she do now?
She's a writer. She writes books. She's, you know.
She's probably loaded, huh?
She writes on shows, I think. I don't know. She has a nice house, I think. She talked about her house a little bit.
She doesn't know me.
She knows you from the movie, she said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Did she like the movie?
You know, she said she watched the movie. Now I don't remember if she... A lot of people do that. They say, oh, I saw your movie, but then they don't give you any...
feedback?
Yeah, they're not like, and I loved it. You know, they're just like, oh, I watched it.
Oh, well.
Because I introduced myself to her because I didn't think she knew who I was, you know. We follow each other on Twitter, but I didn't know if she... And then she was like, oh, I saw your movie.
Did she see the roast?
You know, at over drinks with these gals, I did not plug the roast, believe it or not. Hey, guys, would you buy... Listen, don't rent it. Buy it for $10.
Why didn't you just play it in front of them? Say, hey, you guys got it. Let's sit down and watch this together. They would have loved it.
There's something really wrong. Like, do you... Is that... Like, again, are you being serious or not serious?
They all have a lot of followers on Twitter. You could have asked them.
Shut the fuck up already. I mean, are you insane? I don't know what's wrong with you. We were having fun.
Where? Oh, at the house, at the party. You're having a good time?
Where else?
I thought you meant
what are the top three choices here?
I thought you meant me and you were having fun and then you...
Oh, no, we can be sure of that. But when I'm out with my friends, I pretend like we get along. But
we get along.
And I hope they don't listen to the podcast.
We get along.
They always go, do you guys still do the podcast?
They said that?
Oh, my God. Do you understand there was like a lot of conversation about things that weren't about you?
No, but they...
Occasionally, we talked about you. And believe me, if I'm hanging out with a group of girlfriends... More often than not, it's not going to be a glowing report about you, okay? It's going to be like, I don't know how to fucking... How am I going to stay married for, you know? That's what... There's no
you say,
like...
I don't know how...
Ladies, yo, I was so lucky. I just... Bah, 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 bah. No.
You don't say... You go, how long am I going to
have... In this case, I was a little bit like lying about, you know, we have a great relationship or whatever. Because I got nothing else. They've got big houses and wonderful careers. I was like, well, I better build this up.
You had first class.
I didn't tell them that. I forgot to drop that. That little tidbit.
Well, I mean, you know.
And my friend Jill Soloway texted me earlier in the day. To come see her and Hannah Gadsby. They're doing a show in New York at the New School. And I brought that up right away. That was my big name drop. I was like, oh, Jill texted me this afternoon.
Did they know who she was?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were they all pro Hannah, whatever that lady's name is, comic?
Well, we didn't get into it, but I assume that they all were.
People were against her. They didn't even see the goddamn special. Like,
so
I never
dumb.
Even saw it. That's why I don't say anything.
It's so dumb.
What?
The controversy over it. It's a great special. It's very funny. If people don't like it, that's fine. But there's lots of specials that are mediocre or they only speak to a certain person. And nobody has that big of a reaction to it. I don't know why there was such a big reaction to it. I guess because people really liked it on the one side. It always, like, the pendulum swings back on the other side.
And you were out there. You did Joey Diaz's podcast and Burke Kreischer.
I did. They were both fun, although I'd just gotten off a plane, so I was a little...
I like Joey and Burke.
Burnt out. Well, beaten down, although I was in first class, so I wasn't that beaten down.
And did you see your nemesis, Jeff Ross, at the Comedy Store?
I did.
And he didn't come up and say anything? Or?
It was funny because I was talking to someone, and I saw him out of the corner of my eye. Oh, it's my friend Stephanie Wilder, the woman that he stole the jokes from.
And, but maybe he doesn't think he did, or maybe he doesn't know. Who's that? Oh, that's that girl that always walks her dog, I think, in her workout outfits, if that's her. But anyhow, go ahead. Like, I always see this girl in the middle of the day walking her dog in workout outfits. I'm going, who works out that much? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you've seen a guy walk by every day in a muscle shirt, you go, who does that every day, right? What? Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? I see people. I know what goes on in the neighborhood.
Well, A, you work out every day. You wear your goddamn fucking muscle shirts. The only thing that's different is you don't walk the dog.
So people would see
So me. You're using that as an excuse to just your neck. I'm surprised at your age you can turn your neck that fast.
What do you mean?
Oh, who's that? Oh, that's the... Now I've got to think of a reason why that happened. Now let me back it up. It's curious to me. That's the only reason I looked. Because...
But that might not be the one girl I'm talking about. I always see walking around with a dog. Because I forget. That doesn't look like the dog of the one I'm talking about.
Oh, it's just a different pretty girl that made you fucking twist your neck around.
I didn't see her face.
All right.
I just saw her back. So what happened? You were at the Comedy Store, and out of the corner of your eye, you saw what?
Jeff Ross came walking up, and I said, oh, boy. And then...
He heard you?
No.
Oh.
And my friend said, are you going to talk to him? I go, I don't know. And then he kind of went all the way, you know, around the wall and then in that way. So we didn't. And then she goes, would you say hi to him? I go, yeah. I mean, this is what'll happen. He'll be like, hi, Bonnie. And I'll be like, hi, Jeff. And we'll move on. He's not confrontational. I'm not that confrontational. It's not like we're going to start a fucking fight. But people do come up to me and they go, thank you for saying that.
Well, you put me in the middle of your...
I wouldn't have talked about it. You egged me on.
I didn't egg you on. What's the word? Egged?
Egg? Yeah. Yeah.
Say it again.
Egged.
I didn't egg you on. You just got out of nowhere because you were mad. I don't. Let's not talk about it now, but I didn't egg you on. I mean, I like listening to you do rants. I like that because that's when you're best. All right. We got to wrap this up. Listen, here's the deal, folks. This weekend... Thursday through Saturday, I'll be at the Funny Bone in Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha. Next weekend, I'll be at Blue Mountain Winery. Whatever that is, it sounds kind of cool. It's in Pennsylvania, Blue Mountain Winery. They do comedy there Friday and Saturday. And go to richvoss.com. This week, Omaha, Nebraska. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'll be there Wednesday night. I have nothing to do. I wish there was something to do Wednesday night. I couldn't find a gig. Bonnie, anything you'd like to play? Oh, here's also, we're going to do one more Patreon. That's it. We're cutting Patreon out. If you want to still subscribe to help support this podcast, but we just have too much in our bowl. too much, so we're not going
to... I've never heard that saying before, but I like it.
And everybody says the other one. I do it different.
Oh.
Too much in our bowl. And we'll do one more Patreon, but if you want to keep supporting us, you can. If not, we understand, you know, like people like free stuff like this podcast, but we can't just keep doing
it. Yeah, if you like us, excuse me, and you want to support us, great.
Stay on the Patreon. But I think we're only going to do one more Patreon. Or maybe we'll do
it. We might do two. We might occasionally do two free podcasts a week, you know.
Yeah.
We may put some more podcast, but we're not going to... Will we still put... We may still put stuff on Patreon.
I don't know. Who knows?
But we're going to...
We're going to... We got... I'm telling you, we have too much in our storage unit.
Oh, I get it. That's like the bowl. If you're in Chicago on December 22nd at the North Bar, I'm going to be there. So get your tickets now. Why not? Get them now. So I can see if I have to add another show.
Oh, I'm glad you're home.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye. As you know, around here we call you the Joy Killer. And
is that what you call? Yeah. Well, really, you call me the Joy
Killer? Joy Killer's home. Rain and I are doing anything fun. Uh-oh. Joy Killer's getting
nice.
Up.
That's nice.
You walk in. No matter what we're doing, you walk in.
No, that's
Rain
not
and
true.
I'll be having fun in a room. You walk in. She's going to get hurt. It's like the first thing, no matter what. Watch yourself do it.
Yeah. I guess I'm precautious.
You're precautious.
Right? 3 days without insurance. Who was nervous? Me. Not you. You don't care. You live nonchalant. Mrs. Hey, let it happen. Hey, we 3 days we didn't have insurance. Okay. Who's crazy on the phone trying to get it and dealing with it, getting anxiety over it? You, no insurance, big deal.
I never said that.
Well, you act like it. You never once said, hey, how is it going?
Oh, I said it many times. Stop it. Yeah. Come on.
It didn't faze you. It didn't faze you.
Rich.
Oh, there goes the head again. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, because it's bullshit. Because I said many times, thank you so much for doing it.
Yes,
I know it's a pain
but
in
it
the
didn't,
ass.
But it doesn't faze you.
Oh, was I having a fucking panic attack? No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
You seemed like you were taking care of it. So once
what
again.
What do you mean it seemed like? I was taking care of it, but it was
It
something.
Seemed at the time like you were
Don't
taking
raise your
care
voice.
Of it.
You
and
raise
therefore,
your voice.
I wasn't having a panic attack.
All right.
Therefore, I'm sorry. Next time something big happens, I will have a panic attack
no.
in order to
and
appease
let me tell you.
You.
Something.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that was one of the things that you wanted
who
from
Who the
me.
Fuck eats a whole ice cream sundae and goes, would you like a bite?
I who wasn't going to eat the whole thing, but since you said no, what and also... You said no to a free sundae. You got to think about that. That was a big step for you. That's probably why you're having like you said no to something free. It was probably messing with your head.
You
so it was like a little misplaced anger when I was eating one.
You think you're so cool.
I don't think I'm cool.
You do. You make a face after stuff. Your shoulder goes up. You think you're fucking.
Wait, should I just sit? Like, what do you want from me? Just to sit stoically, not make any...
And then you use words like, oh, stoically. Like, people are using that kind
shall
of
Shall I be a statue for you and only move my mouth?
Stoically. Ugh. All right, go ahead.
And then the last thing
have you followed up on the podcast I'm getting? I got you in L.A.?
Now, why are you bringing that up now? To show that you're the greatest husband in
I'm
the world?
I'm a good husband.
Okay, well, let me just explain something to you.
What?
It's fucking annoying that you're constantly
It's annoying. How annoying is it when you go, oh, I've been cleaning all day for 3 hours. It's the same thing when you do something you brag. Come on, get out of this now. Look at the face. How you brag 3 hours. And I go, it looks beautiful. Thank you. Oh, 3 hours. Oh, ooh. Oh, see? You brag about things and I brag about things. That's how it's life. But go ahead. Well, no, any rebuttal?
You said that you don't want me to, so I won't.
No, any rebuttal. Yeah. Now you're looking at me mean like I did something mean.
I never looked at you mean.
You're crazy. I do love you. I think you're sweet and funny. You do make me laugh. And I don't have
Where's this coming from?
Because I just let you make me laugh. I don't have specific times, but you make me laugh. When we used to drive home and we used to do you know.
Do you want me to go through my other list?
No.
Do you want me to?
I like to see what made you mad first. Any more of the mad stuff?
I won't go through any more of the
mad
stuff.
Do one more mad stuff.
I don't like it when you pretend golf is your job. Like you go like this. I gotta get up at 5 a.m. tomorrow. No, you don't gotta. You made your choices.
Yes, when you make plans, if I make plans,
yeah,
I gotta.
It's not your job.
I didn't say it was a job. If I had to go and get your car fixed and go, or my car fixed, oh, I gotta.
Yeah, but that's
not my job to fix cars. Oh, I gotta go tomorrow and get the car fixed.
That's a responsibility. That's not like you gotta do it. You're choosing to do it.
Bonnie's.
Do you want me to do the nice stuff or not?
No, one more mean thing.
I don't have any more. That's the
end
of my list.
Because so your mean things is a Sunday, a dumb Sunday, and you know.
I didn't want to get into the really horrible things.
Yeah,
The almost divorcing kind of shit.
Oh please!
I
got a million
that.
Of those.
Oh, do you?
But I wouldn't bring them up because you have good and bad times. I don't dwell on the negative. I'm not a negative person.
I've never done anything that would warrant divorce, whereas you, on the other hand.
No. All right, let's hear one of your good times.
Okay. You bought me those shoes for my birthday.
Yeah, Marc Jacobs.
Marc Jacobs shoes.
Yeah.
That was a fluke.
That wasn't a fluke. It was a fluke. They were in the store that I went to.
And I still have them. I still wear them, and they're still amazing.
You don't still have Marc Jacobs shoes, do you?
Yeah, I still have them. They're still completely.
Let me tell you, when you talk about style, I used to go out and get her stuff.
I know, but the thing is then every year after that, you've gotten me shoes.
No, I got her heated slippers once that she didn't like.
No, you did a lot of you did a lot where it's not good.
Are you crazy?
Those shoes, though. All right, great. Oops, those are things I don't like.
Oh, that's top on your list? Or what number is that?
That's number one. Number two.
That's number one, yeah. Is me buying you shoes.
Yeah.
Fuck, are you crazy? Not even, oh, really?
That was
not
the last
scuba
thing.
Diving?
That was a long last thing.
Not.
We didn't go, we
not,
never
I mean,
went
not
scuba
snorkeling,
diving.
Not
we
snorkeling.
Never went scuba.
Okay, not snorkeling wasn't better, more fun than Mark.
Yes, the honeymoon.
Yeah. No, just the snorkeling, not the honeymoon. Snorkeling, one thing at the honeymoon.
Whatever.
That wasn't more fun than Marc Jacobs shoes.
Well, the Marc, listen, I'm picking out instances out of our 13 years. Of course, there's other great times.
When you got me that little hamburger maker, I was very amazed.
You could have brought that up, but you didn't.
How do you
sit
didn't
down
give me,
and
you
think
you didn't
about
give
it.
Me time to bring it up. It was in my head.
Rich, it wasn't, and we
it
know
was,
it.
Yes.
This is what
this is what you think you're right. You think you know me. I think of things, and I just put them in my head. I don't write them down.
Yeah, but then you should have said it, but you didn't.
You didn't give me a chance.
You were like,
you
you want to go?
No, you cut me off after two or three. Good ones. Good ones.
You're saying Marc Jacobs shoes is wrong, but you picked yesterday playing basketball.
That was fun. I'm just saying.
Is that really one of that's?
That's not one of the funniest things. I just like doing things with my family that is athletic and fun. Like,
well, I like getting good gifts. Okay, do you want me to keep going or
keep
not?
Go ahead.
Well, listen. If you're not going to be happy by these
I'm happy that
moments
you're,
that I've chosen,
I'm happy.
Then,
well, you're not happy with the moments I've chosen. I'm sorry I didn't deliver them the way you like to be delivered.
Should I
put a paper on a stool and do it like you used to do comedy? Should I do it that way?
Yeah, sure, that seems fine.
You're crazy. Because I remember in my head and I read.
You were not doing it.
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Listen.
What?
I'll do one then and you do one.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's the second one for you?
In order?
Obviously, there's okay. Greater moments. There's lesser moments. These are the moments that we've chosen for this podcast to talk about some of our great fun memories of being married for 13 years. Right. God damn it!
When we were on the boardwalk with Raina when she was real young and we were taking her on the rides and stuff and she was having so much fun. Oh, I'll tell you. Want me to tell you the best, probably the best moment?
Do you see why? Because you're just thinking of this now.
No, I thought of him today. What do you think I'm thinking of when I'm playing golf? One of the greatest moments in my life, one of them, is when Bonnie threw my party, but the look on Raina's face, because Raina helped her throw the party when I walked up.
I thought this would be one.
That was probably...
That should be number one?
That's probably in the top best moments in my life with all my kids.
That party was her idea.
Just the satisfaction on her face that she helped make the surprise party.
I have something in here.
Oh, well, go ahead. I've been given good ones.
Okay.
I didn't say the honeymoon. Yeah, scuba diving.
When you thought I organized the fireworks. Remember there was fireworks at that birthday party?
Yeah.
When you thought, you turned to me and you were like, how'd you get the fireworks? That was just like a fluke that fireworks were happening. That was a good moment.
Yeah.
Fun. But see, I'm taking these little moments because the whole party was fun. Then you talk about, oh, yeah, what a great time we had.
Yeah, so I said snorkeling. The whole honeymoon was great, but the snorkeling was the best.
Do you want me to do more?
I did one. Go ahead. Oh, it's my turn.
I just did one.
So it's my turn.
Sure. If you want it to be. I bet this is going to go on my next year's least favorite things that we've ever done. This is talked about the favorite things on this podcast.
Well, because you think you're a control. You think I'm a control freak. You're a control. You want to control how
I do. No, you know
I
what it is? It's not controlling. Yeah, it's that we had a discussion. If you could just listen and just take it in for 1 minute. Is that we had a discussion for almost an hour yesterday about this, right? And then you just come and do the thing that we could have just done it yesterday with no notice. Now you're not listening to me?
Yeah, I am. I listen to everything. We could have done it yesterday without no notice.
I'm saying I explained to you about what I wanted, yeah. And then you come and you just do the same thing that you would have done had we done it yesterday. Listen, so it's not the fact that you're like, oh, this is how I work, or I'm a control freak, or whatever. It's that, like, just nothing I say ever seems to get through.
That's not true.
You say in your mind, this is how I am, therefore, fuck you.
No,
it feels very dismissive of me a lot. It's like yesterday we had the same argument about something else. I don't remember now, but I was like, when you tell me to do something, I just do it. When
That's
I tell
true.
You to do something, I have to.
I
like,
do
why
it my
do you
way.
Lecture all the time? Well, because I have to tell it to you a couple of times where
you
completely
you
ignore
now.
Me. And then I have to lecture you 87 times after that until it finally gets through and then you finally do it. So the reason that you don't ever have to fucking nag or God bless. How wonderful. How wonderful for you that you don't have to be a fucking shrill fucking cunt every day.
Oh, really?
Because I just do the things that you tell me to do.
Did you pay that violin bill or that bill?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You told me to pay it and I fucking paid it that day.
No, 2 days later, I saw the bill on the table. 2 days later. So don't lie. Don't lie.
Oh, my God. Listen to yourself.
What?
Listen to yourself.
What do you mean listen?
I feel bad for you.
I feel bad for you that you're living
That you're like...
You're a crazy woman. I love you, but you're crazy.
All you have to do is acknowledge other people and that they exist and that
I do
that,
all the time.
That their feelings and emotions might be worthwhile to take in and understand. That maybe they have something of importance to say, or even if they don't, you could just do some of the things they want you to do once in a while. Why the fuck not? Why not? You love them supposedly, just do it.
I do,
but not you.
Yeah.
You fucking push back.
Did you know?
On everything.
Did you notice?
Here we go. What is it?
Did you
what
notice?
Is it?
The light bulbs were out in the hallway.
Did you change the light bulbs?
Without anybody even saying anything, I go, oh, let me get the ladder out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Would have never have changed a light bulb. You don't change a light bulb in your bathroom. A little dumb light bulb.
I do change light bulbs all the time, Rich. And the reason that you don't notice is because I don't bring it up. I don't.
No,
to me, that's not something that you get credit for. But I see where you think. How about the bed? Changing the bed sheets. I'm just saying, like, should I bring that up every time, or?
No.
Okay. Well, I feel like, you know, there's certain things we just do that, you know.
Yeah.
You don't really get credit for. But if you want credit for the light bulbs, make sure you tell me every time you do it, and I will. I'll make you some special meal or something, I guess. What do you want tonight? I'll make you a special meal for.
All right, we got to wrap this up. You have any more good ones real quick?
When you almost hit a deer.
And I saved your life.
You just... The best part of it was is that I go, oh my God, you're a really good driver. And you went, why? Amy Schumer's publicist joke.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was like one of those things where you could only tell your wife, and I could only, we can't even tell the joke now. It's that upsetting. It's not mean to Amy, but.
Yeah.
When you called and told me that joke, that was one of the best moments of our marriage.
No.
It's very, very funny. I've only told two people. There's only like just a handful of people that you could ever tell that joke.
Did they laugh?
Yes. When you gave our movie to the guy at South by Southwest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then binge watching The Wire together.
Yeah. All of those are in my list too.
Okay. Fantastic.
I have a lot in my list. You know, when we used to drive home and
oh, here we go. Things that he just thought. Here's
nope.
Here now. We've finished Bonnie's list of things that she thought about all afternoon, and now
I thought about mine.
Now we have. Now it's no. Time for things Rich just thought of.
No, that's not true. I thought of when we were driving home and you were throwing up, and I was holding your hair back.
No, that's not a good moment.
For me, it was.
My you pulled over and went into the
store to get you pretzels to soak up
you
the alcohol.
You didn't give me pretzels.
Yeah.
You got me Funyuns. You got
and
me Funyuns.
And pretzels to soak up the alcohol.
That is the dumbest thing. That's like definitely you haven't drank in fucking 400 years.
No. What?
You don't eat while you're throwing up. It's too late at that point. It's too late to soak up the alcohol. So you let me sit in the parking lot. My head hanging out. I saw people's shoes going by, and I heard people going, oh God, look at this. I heard people saying stuff like that, and I couldn't stop throwing up. My husband went to get me Funyuns, because you know how that helps when someone's throwing up.
All right, we gotta go. This weekend, listen, I got Omaha coming up, Funny Bone.
Oops.
Just go to richvoss.com. All my tour dates. We moved the governor's date, the beginning of October, October 5th and 6th. October 5th at Governor's Levittown, October 6th, McGuire's. Then I got Omaha Funny Bone. Go to richvoss.com, vossroast.com, Patreon. We're going to start putting more stuff on Patreon. And thank you, Bonnie, for being my wife. You bring a lot of enjoyment into my life. A lot of happiness.
I'm not here for enjoyment. I'm here to fix you.
And a lot of anger.
It's been a fucking brutal road. Can I do my dates or no?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm coming to Chicago on the 22nd at the North Bar. December 22nd. I know it's a little early to start plugging that, but it's a door deal, so I gotta. And the first Wednesday of every month, doing a new show at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. And so the next one is October 3rd. Stavros is on that one. And so is Rich.
Oh, how'd you get him?
He's big.
I know. All right, listen. I got to go.
October 3rd, Stress Factory. It's a fun night.
Thank you. Hey,
$10, super cheap.
Don't you hate when people, like, when you're done with something, hey, thanks for playing.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. That somewhere deep down, she loves him too.